Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. Hello. How is everyone? Live show today. Hey, hey, hey. All right. I'm your host, Joan. You've, again, reached Blog Talk Radio. You're listening live or you're listening on archives, which I'm totally cool with. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for listening today. December 3rd, we're already in the last and final month of 2015. I'm sure many of us are super very happy. I mean, very, very, very happy because it's been a rough year for some of us. It's been a good year for some of us. Got to take the good with the bad. So here we are, new show, new things going on. I hope you enjoyed for those celebrating Thanksgiving. I hope you all enjoyed your holiday, however you may have spent it. Come up with a few good ideas to finish up the remainder of this year. First, thank you for all of you listeners that have joined me on Facebook and liked the Real Metaphysical Talk page. Go ahead and find me out there. I know you're listening to the archives because you've also hit one of my other pages that I have out there that's been kind of dormant, looking to resurrect that soon. I've got to figure out a few ideas. That would be Your Mom Knows if you're listening. Anyhow, again, if you don't use Facebook or the social media, you can always join Blog Talk Radio and add yourself as a registered listener where you can favorite shows, favorite Real Metaphysical Talk. That would be great. You can get updates as I'm creating shows. Set your settings so that you can get those messages. All right. Where are we? December 3rd, first 3 days in. We just had the full moon last week. I hope you all got that message. Those of you that are Facebook followers, you did get the message to put those crystals out, those things charging, all of those stones. And here we are now, last quarter moon. Of course, everything's cyclical. So we're going on the last quarter moon. I'm going to give you a few tidbits of this. And then I want to talk about today's show. There's a couple reasons why I went and decided, kind of was vacillating, going back and forth, trying to decide what I wanted to talk about. And I had an idea, and honestly, this morning, with the way the day started off, I thought, forget it. I don't know how I'm going to pull the show off today. But I decided, let's not put that out there. Let's not even think about it. Let's just get through the day one moment at a time. And by changing that thought process, by changing my thoughts and changing the way I was thinking about it and already determining that the day was doomed, I decided to forget about it. Let's make it a good day. And here I am. The day turned out better. I got to tell you, it's like watching a flower grow on those videos that are on like fast frames, fast forwarded. So you're seeing things happen faster than normal. And so we've got, the day flourished. Here I am. So I decided really towards the end of the day, you know what, it's time to talk about how to take control of your life. Okay, I know it doesn't seem metaphysical. It can be. Doesn't seem spiritual, but it can be. But I think it's something that needs to be addressed. We talk about using stones. We talk about using crystals. I talk about, you know, the tarot cards and getting advice and going to readers. And we talk about all the things metaphysical and tapping into our intuition. And I think I just need to be the cheerleader today and kind of like the mom figure or the boss figure and say, no, now you got to take control of your life. And today we're going to talk about how. So first, let's go back to this past week. We've been off a week. We relaxed a week, sort of. I mean, every day is a work day, whether you're physically at your place of employment or not. There is always something that we have to do, unless you're couching it, spending the entire day doing marathons on Netflix or on your television or ABC Family or pick a channel and that's what you're doing. But that's still, you're doing something. You're accomplishing something. So I know going through the holidays and spending it with family and friends, going through Black Friday, if you're a part of that shopping experience, you know, small shop Saturday or even Cyber Monday, can be very stressful. Wanted everyone to get out there and relax. I wanted you to sit back and enjoy your time. Even spiritually, all that energy can just kind of drag you down. And so you just kind of float through the week. You float through the holidays like, well, just let me get in and out as painless as possible. I know we all have some of those moments, certain people we don't want to deal with. Just, it's a matter of taking control. And I always say this, I'm going to say it again. Here we go again. Ready? What you think, you create. You create the situation in your mind. If you think it's going to turn out bad and you know in your mind it's going to turn out bad, you automatically become defensive when you're dealing with other people. But if you decide, all right, maybe I know there's a possibility of something being bad, okay? You're already prepared, but you don't have to be defensive. You can be prepared. You can go in knowing how you are ready to adjust to a situation, to be responsive and not so much to be defensive, because you don't want to be caught off guard. It's being smart about the situation, and that's okay. That is one way to take charge of your life, by taking charge of situations, knowing, being prepared. And so I started talking about this, and I realized, as I said about the full moon last week, and everybody floating around, you know, through their holidays, and just kind of going, well, you know, I don't like it when Aunt Mary, you know, she always brings more than enough desserts, and I'm really trying to watch my weight, but she's going to make me eat this piece of pie, and she won't leave until everybody takes food home. Well, you know, and you just say, okay, and take the food home when you know you're not going to eat it or throw it away, which is nice and it's kind. But you can also say, listen, I appreciate the offer. I don't have any room in my fridge. Maybe a little white lie there. But, you know, maybe you can divert their attention. Now, I bring this up because this week we've got the last quarter moon. It happened this morning at 2:40 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. That's December, well, today being December 3rd. The last quarter moon, really, it's not about starting a project. It's, we gathered our knowledge and our information from the full moon last week. Everything that was lit up in the sky, everything that was lit up in our relationships, everything that was, you know, shining in our life. We were shown things. Things were presented to us. Now, it's this knowledge and this information that we were shown and we were provided that we need to now sort out and figure out what works for us and what doesn't work for us. You need to take the time to finish up the details of what was conceived several weeks ago at the new moon. And what ideas with this new moon, these revelations, with the full moon last week, what ideas and revelations did we have? What did you see? What did you learn? What can you use to move yourself forward? Okay. So this is a good time to now decide, let's do our planning. So how can we take control of our life? One other thing, just a side note for all those keeping track, we will have a new moon next week, December 11th. I'll talk more in more detail next week on next week's show. But anything that you want to act on, do it now before the middle of the month. New moon next week for sure, but I need you to act and act swiftly, because any time after that new moon, I'm going to say, what, the 15th, really. After the 15th, don't try to initiate or force anything new, because come January, 3 weeks in January, is Mercury retrograde. It's already starting to slow. Not trying to scare you or make you to be a worrywart, but be aware, Mercury retrograde's coming. And I know in January, everybody likes to start new routines. They like to start with their resolutions. So if there's something that you want to begin in January or you're planning to have start in January, be aware that it is not going to happen the way you are planning. Just saying, it's not going to happen. But enjoy your time now. That's what, I mean, we're all good. We can enjoy our time now. And this is how we're going to learn how to take control of our life. So I have this day, and I kind of sit back at work and, you know, just kind of go about, I get my done, I know what's important for my team, I know what's important for the things I have to get done. I try to kindly guide others, as I am in a teacher-type role, kindly guide others as to what they need to be thinking about and how they need to respond to the daily activities. So, just watching as the day progressed, I felt like, okay, now we really got to get things moving. I can't just sit around and watch things happen around me. Okay, I also cannot be the person that's always going to take action. And I'm sure plenty of you feel that way. Why do I always have to be the one to take charge? Lead by example. Lead by example. If there are complaints from anybody that is around you, know that they too can take initiative. They can take action to get things done. If they choose not to act, if they choose not to react, they choose not to put forth an effort, well then guess what? They really don't have a right to say anything. So, in this instance, today was an interesting day. We have a variety of people that I work with, some that are go-getters, some that are just, sit back and wait, and pretty much when something is suggest hold to them, they operate in that instance. Is it, I don't want to call it fair, but they do put forth their effort. It's just not what some people would feel to be 100%. Now, are they a go-getter? Or do they have control of their life? Some would say no. Some would say actually yes, that they do, because they have decided that they would rather take a lesser role and have someone tell them what needs to be done. They are the, and it's not a follower role. They can be the role of, let me just get the task finished. Tell me what you need done, and I will assist you. Not a bad role. Not a bad role in some instances, because it's better to have other people in a position of managing what is happening. I, on the other hand, like to share that role with others. Not always, but when I do, it's good for teaching. It's good for sharing, because that's one good way to see what other people have to offer. Now, I found today that even though you try to allow others to have that role, they don't want to step into their role. They would rather have you take control completely. So, number one, as I said, if you decide to be one of those people or a person who decides, you know what, I'm just going to kind of flip-float around like I did over the holidays, and I admit it, I relaxed. I didn't want to have to think about anything. I didn't want to have to make a decision. Here's my decision. I wake up in the morning, what am I going to wear? Oh, easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Get some clothes on and go to work. Or go to visit the family. Here's where I'm going. I don't have to think about what there is to eat or say, oh, I don't like that. If I don't, I'm just going to eat what's available. That was my relaxation mode. And so I thought, well, I need to make a difference. I need to do something about what I have going on in my life. Well, how do I do that? Well, it's time to make decisions. Stand on my own 2 feet. I think the biggest word here is accountability. If you have something going wrong in your life, you need to hold yourself accountable for what you have going on. Take charge. People nowadays, and I've noticed this, love the blame game. They love going on how, oh, this happened to me. I can't believe that, you know, and it's, of course, it was somebody else's fault. I was late to work. So this person cut me off, and there was an accident on the highway, and I couldn't get in on time, and, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. Well, let's be accountable for actions. You woke up late. You didn't take the right route. You took your time getting up in the morning. You came in. You were late. You're done. Things happening in your life. No one wants to visit me. I don't get any phone calls from anyone. I don't go anywhere. Well, when is the last time that you have picked up the phone and called someone? Called one of your friends, got in touch with someone, sent them an email. Yes, I said send an email. Instant message. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook chat, FaceTime. When have you gone out of your way to say, hey, let's go meet for a drink. Let's go have a bite to eat. Let's go have a cup of coffee. Go hang out and walk around the outdoor mall. I'm throwing suggestions out there. When is the last time that you actually said, hey, let's talk. Let's get together. If you are not taking initiative, if you are not putting forth an effort, then the only person you can blame is yourself. Try a different angle. Try a different approach. Maybe you're not seeing it. I have to admit that this past week, I became very frustrated with things that were going on in my life. And I honestly just said recently, and I know others have said this, I just said this. I don't understand why things in my life are completely repeating from so many years ago. I am reliving the same situation. Yes, I question the universe. I question why do I have to repeat this situation? Why does this have to happen again? What is it that I need to learn? I could have easily just curled up in a ball, hid in my bedroom, and went to bed and decided, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to deal with anything anymore. It's just frustrating. I don't know where to turn, who to talk to. What kind of help do I do? Spiritual, and of course, I caught myself after just relaxing, and I said, here's me talking to myself. Okay, Joan, what you think, you create. You know, I literally said this to myself. The more I think about it, the more I think of these negative thoughts, the more it's just going to compound. So, again, you have your own power. You create your own thinking. So what is it that I need to see differently? What do I need to do? I can't do anything physically for my situation, so let me change my thinking. Let me just change my approach and just start focusing on other things. Maybe that's what I needed to do. And the more I change my focus to other things in my life and what I have going on, look, it's the season. We're already into the holiday season. Changing my focus, changing the music that I'm listening to, changing the things that I'm doing, just a slight change in my routine, even changing some of the foods I'm eating, and I'm already seeing a difference. There's something to learn in the situations we have going on in our life. If something is repeating, it is worth taking a look at, because you may not have the same people in your life as you did previously from the first situation. So what is it that needs to change? The most common factor is you. Are you thinking about the situation at hand? Do you have expectations? Do you have some type of thought process that you've been repeating, that you've been conditioned to think when something happens to you? Great example of this. Children, when they're hurt, typically don't know to say ow or cry or let out some type of sound. Even at the dentist, this is a great example. Children that go to the dentist, some dentists do not like to use anesthesia. I know, don't rinse. Or they don't like to use, why can't I think of it? The numbing for your teeth. They don't like to inject you with that, or at least children, because they try to work through the actual procedure without doing that for younger kids because they don't know any different. They can tell you if something hurts. Rather than just responding because they know that that's the response, oh, that hurt, but I haven't put, you know, the dentist will tell you, but I haven't touched anything in your mouth. Well, it hurts. Well, if I don't touch you, it doesn't hurt. Anyhow, we've been conditioned. At some point in our life, think a certain way, to act a certain way when a situation happens. So now it's time to recondition ourselves, to reteach ourselves. How do we take control? How do we change what we have happening in our lives? We need to, there's several different things that we can do. We can be very selective about the things that we read in the newspaper, the things that we read on the internet, and the things that we hear daily. I am not a person who watches television. Therefore, I don't watch the daily news. I don't watch the morning shows. I don't watch the evening news. Only when I feel or understand that there's an event going on, happen to hear it through other people, is when I really get tuned in, just to keep an eye on what's happening. I do periodically visit the news sites on the internet just to see what the headlines are. Newsworthy, some people will talk about it. I do have some reliable people that I will reach out to see if there's anything going on. Now, is that responsible? That's your decision. This is how I feel because the more I see the daily news, the more I feel media, mass media, is trying to bring us down to make, you know, they only show us the negative and not the positive. They get to decide what we see. So honestly, I have now decided this is what I want to see or not want to see. So I choose when I want to see what's going on around me. Another thing that we can do to help take charge of what we've got going on, especially taking charge of our mind, is creating daily rituals, healthy daily rituals. Do you get up in the morning? Do you take notes? Do you, you know, maybe sing a certain song in the shower? Something that makes you feel good. Exercise also helps with that. You know, getting into your body, getting to feel who you are. As of late, I've decided that I don't feel as good as I used to. I used to take much better care of my body. I used to be able to go out on walks. And lately, walking up two or three flights of stairs while I'm at work kind of gets me winded. I don't like that feeling. I like when I can get up and just go and move and not feel restricted or not feel like I haven't stretched out. Even just a little bit of stretching just makes my mind feel better, makes my body feel better. And I don't feel achy at the end of the day. Also, learning how to focus without being distracted is something that we all need to work on. It helps us get us through to our goals. You know, taking 5 to 10 minutes of reading time and focusing on one task at hand. A lot of people say, and I'm guilty of this, I do say this, I'm a multitasker. I like to have several things going on, but that's always not good. It's great when you're cooking. Oh, look, I've got the laundry going, and I've got this cooking on the stove, and I know I need to vacuum over here, and I need to take care of this on this burner, too, and I've got this going on in the microwave, or I'm baking this, too. So I've got several things going on. But it's best to focus on one thing at a time. You can still multitask when it comes to things like that. You're saving time. But when you're working on something that you need to dedicate your time and your focus on, you need to just do that one thing. Turn off your phone and turn off your internet and work on that one item. It helps you learn to get through things. You also want to know how, and you need to know how to be selective on what you put your energy into. Where do you want to focus your time? Facebook is the best example here. When I go onto Facebook, I selectively choose what I want to see. Do I need to see certain people's Facebook pages and what their negative quotes and, oh, woe is me, and this always happens to me, and I had such a bad day? But it's okay, once in a while, as I understand, you know, out of the ordinary. But when it's every day, the constant complaining and the nagging, the crying and the moaning, and you need to be selective about what you invest your energy into. Where are you going to focus on it? Because by doing this, this also makes you feel better. This makes you feel better energetically. It allows you to focus your attention on those subjects you really want to get completed, what you are looking forward to, building your business, making you a better person. Sometimes you just have to cut people out, cut things out, cut situations out. That's what I did with the television. You know what? I need to focus on other things. I need to put my time in other things. I enjoy my sleep, so I cut back on other things. That's just me. I'm not saying that's good for you, but decide on what you want to focus on, where you want to put your energy, because you can't just spread yourself so thin. Also, another thing is changing your perspective. I've talked about this. When you change your perspective, when you change your thoughts, it influences your emotions. In an instant, well, no, it wasn't an instant. When I was down and out and decided, why are things repeating? Why is this happening to me? I don't understand, universe. Why do I have to see this again? I could have easily just spiraled down even further and decided, that's it, I'm done, I don't understand, and just be angry at anything and anyone around me. But learning to relax and clear my mind, I've decided that I needed to change my response and change my perspective and really have faith and believe that something better is coming along, looking for those clues and those messages that the universe is sending to say, hey, okay, you'll find a way. Something else to help you take control over your life and to take control over things that you have going on, especially your mind, mastering something, mastering a craft. If you want to, you know, if you can spend hours focusing on something, learning how to do something is the best way to do it. Learning something brand new. If you're good at cooking, if you're good at something crafty, perfect way to do it. And also, the last thing, of course, is developing a better connection with spirit. Meditation, taking time out to walk, be with nature, learning something new, especially about our world and the universe and universal intelligence. Take that time and connect. And then you can connect with others in a better way, with a better perspective. And be able to take control of what you have going on and feel good about yourself. It's all about your thoughts, how you want to perceive what's happening around you. You have control. You can do it. Take back your control. Decide what you want. Get ready for the new moon next week, how you want to decide on what we are going to be putting on our wish list. Thanks for joining me today. I'm so glad to be back on the air. This is Real Metaphysical Talk. My name is Joan. I am your host, and I look forward to having you listen next week. Don't forget, catch me on Facebook and join me here on Blog Talk Radio. Take care. Many blessings to you all.